I'm in the probably it's maybe a day off tomorrow. So probably on Friday, gonna they made me something to put on there and wrap up and tape up and just give it a go on Friday and see how it feels. Practice and it's just still kind of up in the air. What hit the doctor? You know, he's not sure. We know how it's gonna feel and what to expect. But you know, it's not 100% risk free by trying to go out there. But just I feel like I can to try and give it a go.
But it is healing. Properly.
Yeah, he was pretty excited. You know, it was like an hour ago I was there. He thought it was, felt right and felt good, and excited about how it's healing up. It's just real stiff from being in the cast for a while.
Do you want to play? Do you want to play at anything under 100%? Would you go at anything under 100% if the doctor says okay and your coach says okay?
Yeah, I mean, if they allow me to go out there and I can take it and still be helpful and not, you know, can catch and shoot and dribble, I'll be out there playing.
How about conditioning? You've been running steps and riding a bike. Anything else?
Yep, those two things. And then Rusty's been doing a few running things with me. Agility, kind of like the preseason type stuff we did. And just trying to stay in shape.
You had a teammate a couple years ago, Jeff Peterson, who had a broken wrist who toughed it out through the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
Is that anything you thought about during this whole situation or what, how he handled it? Or?
Yeah, they brought it up because he had something similar but as different. His wrist, I guess. I don't remember what, but and he didn't have surgery. Is that what happened? I mean, I don't. I'm sure it was probably a different circumstance. I don't know when it happened or what, but they mentioned his name that something happened, and I couldn't really clearly remember what and exactly when and how, but I don't know. They told me this is what I had to do, so I did. I wasn't too happy about having this done, but it was, I guess we all talked about it, and it was the best thing for this point in the year.
How hard was it for you to watch Stinson watch your team score 111 points? Not be out there.
It was fun to watch, but obviously I'd rather be out there being a part of it. But it was, you know, fun trying to help them, and from the sideline, it was, you know, I enjoyed seeing them have success and, you know, doing the things we've been working on for the last, you know, month in practice. Seeing it work well, and hopefully we can carry it over to these upcoming opponents in the next few weeks.
Is it fair to say that this team has bought into Coach McCaffrey and his style, and you're ready to start a new era of Iowa basketball under this guy?
Yeah, I think so. I think I feel pretty confident everybody's on the same page and wants to do this style and listen to these coaches, and I think everybody's having fun with it. And you know, as long as we keep winning, and you know, as coach, they can't promise 100 points every game, but it's, you know, it'd be fun if we could do that. And it's fun style, and you know, obviously if we win games, it's gonna be even more fun.
You guys lost obviously the first two games last year, and then it seemed like the team never got generated any momentum. How important are the first game and these first couple of games from that aspect?
I think they're very important, especially from a team, you know, that down the road could see themselves on a bubble possibly, or of a tournament or whatnot. You know, I know the committee always would look back to games like that, how you did early in the season. You know, every game just matters so much these days when you look at a selection committee choosing a team. And so I think, you know, these early games, obviously, for getting off to a good start, you know, from a fan standpoint, you know, I think they're huge to get these first few games, and then, you know, take our going down south and try to win that tournament. But you know, right now our focus is on South Dakota State, and you know, we need to beat them on Sunday and get off on the right foot.
Colin was talking about how, like, things never really got smooth because of that slow start. Is that something last year? Is that something that you kind of noticed throughout the season? Just things, there wasn't ever really a point where just things clicked the way you had hoped?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it definitely didn't go how we expected or hoped, but it didn't help at all, you know, getting off to that start. You know, you'd hope get off to that start, it'd maybe piss you off and get everybody going on the right direction. But, you know, we struggled last year and had some good ups and downs. But hopefully we can get off the right start and, you know, keep that train moving forward and have more success this year. And I think, obviously, as I mentioned, those first few games are vital to get off the right foot.
You guys last year had to deal with a lot of drama, too. It seemed like the first couple losses looked like sick and surgery and then just bad stuff going on.
Yeah.
You know, did you think that just building a little momentum early may limit that to keep it more about improvement on the court as opposed to whether coach will be there or not?
Yeah, I mean, you can't. There's not much you can do in some of those circumstances, you know. But, you know, to get off to a great start would be awesome. And as I said, you know, if he could win these two games and go on and win the tournament down there, I think it'd be huge. And come back here and get these fans going, it'd be a great start to the season. But you know, it's one game at a time, and you know, some of the things are out of our control. You know, that, you know, whoever stirs up in the community and whatnot, and obviously coach's health, we had nothing to do with that. But I think these first two games are huge. You know, from, as I mentioned, you look back on the season, you know, to get these first two games under our belt and go from there.